Hey, this is Lacey, and welcome to this week's episode of SmartCast. We're sorry that we missed you last week, but I was called to sit on not one, but two juries. So I spent Monday through Friday last week at the Shelby County Courthouse serving on two juries. So I'm definitely happy to be back at my real job with you guys. And on today's episode of SmartCast, I am joined by Kelsey, one of our front desk coordinators. So we're going to go over a little bit about some things that they do at the front desk and how we interact with our clients. And then we're going to talk about our membership programs and some other things as well. So thank you so much, Kelsey, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad you're back from jury duty.
How was it last week without me here?
It was crazy. You haven't taken off that long. I mean, you haven't been away for that long.
No.
Since I've been here. It's definitely a challenge. But we got through it.
Well, for me, it was challenging because even when I'm away on vacation, I have access to my phone. So, like, if you guys need me for anything, I can communicate pretty quickly with you via phone call or text message. And I was really limited with my ability to even, you know, text with you guys.
Right.
Because the bailiff would kind of look at me and be like, put your phone down. And I'm like, I have to talk to them. I have to communicate.
We tried really hard to limit our
texts. You guys did. Y'all did a great job of limiting the communication. But in the middle of all that as well, we've brought in a brand new injector to our practice. She's not new to injectables, but she's new to us. And so it's just kind of crazy timing that she came in, and then mom had a procedure done that we're going to discuss at a later time on a podcast and go over everything that she had done and how excited we are to share her results from that procedure. But yeah, it was pretty wild. I was doing payroll at 8 o'clock at night and trying to run a business and serve my civic duty at the same time. So,
I mean, yeah, it's a lot going on.
Here we are.
No, but introducing our new injector was amazing. And we've had a really seamless sort of transition. So I'm really excited about her and everything she's going to do going forward.
Yeah, I'm loving all of the results that we've been seeing with our patients over the past couple of weeks. And she's definitely, like I said, not new to injectables. She actually owned her own practice in Mississippi. So she's been injecting for well over 10 years. So she's definitely got lots of experience under her belt. And she just has such an amazing bedside manner, and all of our clients are just really resonating with her personality. Our staff are so excited to have her.
We love her.
We've been getting treated ourselves, and that's been incredible, being able to see all the results that our staff are getting. So we've just been really excited to see some outcomes that we've been seeing, and she's been so busy. I've been asking her, actually, in fact, she was treating her sister right before we came over here, and I was like, okay, well, let me know when we can get you on the podcast, because I really want to talk to you and let our clients hear from you and get to know her a little bit better. I've really enjoyed getting to know her, and I know that a lot of our clients and our staff have as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. She'll hopefully be on. She's just so busy.
I know. We'll have her on in the next couple of weeks. I know next week I've got Allie from Hydrofacial coming on to talk more about Hydrofacial and the boosters and all of that. So super excited about that. And another new thing, spring break is next week. So it's perfect timing. We're going to be actually starting to transition to our brand new software program, which I know that
praise God,
our front desk and our staff are all, we've been waiting on pins and needles for this to be available. And it just happened to work out that the team has told me that now's the time and that they're ready for us. They've got our credit card machines ready to go. And so next week we're going to be transitioning. So you guys bear with us. We're going to be in a phase of growth next week.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with the injectables and the salon and new members. And then we're going to be kind of transitioning from there after that. So we're really excited with all the new tools that will be available through that new software program. But we will be transferring some data and accounts and all of that stuff, which we do own the rights to our current software program. So we will always and forever have client history. So if we need to go back and check into that, we can definitely do that.
Let me tell you, this has been a long time in the waiting, this new software program. And I am so excited because I've seen this sort of be built from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the ins and outs of it, but I've heard a lot about it. And we've shared a couple of meetings with the creators of it. And so excited.
You started working with us a little over a year ago, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So pretty shortly after you started with us is when we started working on this whole process.
Right.
So Myron and his team came in, they shadowed us, they saw like the needs of what we were looking for. And then we've been sharing with them over the past year what all we need this program to do, what all of our other programs that we utilize we want to integrate into this one program. Mm-hmm. So it's been really fun. I mean, it was kind of, it reminds me a little bit about when we were moving into the building that we're in right now,
right,
and getting to work with the architects and design mm-hmm. the space out to be the perfect fit for us and how we need to utilize it. Mm-hmm. It's been very similar and parallel to me in my mind building this program.
Right.
So it's been really fun.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it. And I think that it's going to make everybody's lives so much easier. Our clients, our staff, everybody together is going to be very much needed.
And yeah. Front desk is very excited about it because right now we have like two different systems that we kind of go back and forth between. But to have one sole program that mm-hmm. helps with everything,
yeah,
scheduling, checking people out, messages, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be so great. And I cannot wait.
And one of the things that they're really wanting to integrate too, it won't be done immediately, but we're working really closely with Heather Goodchild from Color Science, who's also going to be on the podcast coming up in the next month or so.
Mm-hmm.
But they have many of the programs that are the different companies that we work with have rewards programs.
Oh, yeah.
And so to have to log in individually to each one of those, especially if clients are purchasing from multiple brands,
mm-hmm.
it's a process.
And
so if we're able to integrate those rewards programs into our checkout process with this software, I mean, that is going to be game changer, not only for us and our patients, but also for our partners as well, because
yeah,
those programs are going to be more widely utilized
mm-hmm.
because there's a lot of offices that just don't always do it because it's
right,
so time consuming.
It's so time consuming.
And it's hard, and you're having to get patients to sign up and to log in and remember passwords and all
mm-hmm.
of that stuff. So if we're able to integrate that into our checkout process with the software, it's just going to be so amazing.
Right.
So we're really excited about that, and we'll touch on that a little bit in our upcoming podcast with Heather and Myron from our software too. But I think that's going to be so great.
It's going to be amazing. I mean, it's going to save so much time. I mean, that's the biggest thing is time, because you don't love having a client stand there, you know, at checkout for 2 to 3 minutes just on their phone trying to sign up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But once they do, they're very, you know, appreciative of the rewards programs. And the rewards programs save you so much money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it makes sense to sign up.
It,
but to
yeah,
have that easy access with the new system is just going to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah. So they have tried to make it a lot easier with their QR codes and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, and being able to just text a link and
mm-hmm.
all
that.
Because
nice.
Allie's been really good about that, and Aspire has a QR code, and Color Science has a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
MERS does not have a QR code yet, but I think they're working on their program. But it really does. I'm so thankful that these companies have created these rewards programs, because it just makes my job that much easier.
Right.
And being able to pass along savings
right,
to our patients and allowing them to be able to try new things too.
Mm-hmm.
So there are several of us at the front desk. There's you and Gracie and Ashton, and now we have Peyton as well. That's kind of across. She's a hybrid,
yes,
I'll say. She's taking on a lot of the front desk responsibilities, but she's also an MA for Dr. Adams. So she's
mm-hmm.
kind of the communication between front desk and Dr. Adams and Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Adams to me. So we have a lot of people to greet and take care of our
yeah,
clients.
Yeah.
So we've got all of you available for
mm-hmm.
check-in, check-out,
mm-hmm.
rewards programs, text messaging. Sage is doing call center
mm-hmm.
several days out of the week. So we're really growing into a new phase of life.
We really are.
Like,
we're expanding.
It's come a long way, and you know, we're just trying to always meet the needs of our patients and grow when we need to grow
mm-hmm.
and expand when we need to expand. So
mm-hmm.
talk to me a little bit about what you've seen since you started to today?
I would say the biggest difference would probably be the growth that we've had over mm-hmm. the last year, which is amazing to see. We're booked out almost every day now, and that is a great feeling. With that growth, I feel like our clients have appreciated all of the steps that we've been taking to accommodate that growth,
mm-hmm.
Such as like parking. You know, there's parking right in front of Smart Skin, but now you have the Regions building where you have an office. So we have available parking there.
Mm-hmm. For overflow parking. That's one of the things that we hear a lot is that parking. Mm-hmm. Like everybody thinks that there's not enough parking, and we have so much more parking than most people do in Homewood.
Right.
And we are incredibly busy, which is not a terrible thing, but to be able to have that overflow parking across the street mm-hmm. at the Regents Tower is so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
And we took this space over here so that, number one, I could mm-hmm. move my office over here, and that would open right. up another treatment room.
Right.
And number two, we have a space where our staff can come over here and get away and have a private place for clinical trainings and lunch and learns.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, snacks that I just restocked today.
Yes, I love a restock day.
Restocks are my favorite days. And then drinks and things like that. But then also, the primary purpose of it was also for overflow parking.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes not having a lot of availability for parking is not a terrible thing. It means that mm-mm. a lot of people want to come to us.
And that's another thing too, as far as like the schedule. You know, when I first started, we were pretty consistent, you know, being booked out throughout mm-hmm. the week.
Right.
Right now it's, you know, we're booked out a month from now,
mm-hmm.
which we always, you know, if you can't get an appointment when you want one, we always put you on like a cancellation list,
mm-hmm.
give you a
that
call.
That we actually use.
Yeah, yeah, that we give you a call when we do get cancellations, but it's just so amazing to see, and the clients are responding to it in such a great way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously we want to try and get them in as soon as possible, whenever,
absolutely.
Whatever fits their needs. But when I tell them, you know, this is our first available and it's, you know, 3-4 weeks from now, they're like, wow, you guys are booked. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's great.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, it's great. They're happy for us that we're mm-hmm. growing. And it is such a interesting thing to try and navigate that growth.
Yeah.
And I think we're doing it really well. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, because we have 10 estheticians and we have like 9 that work every single day.
Right. And we're
open 6 days a week
yeah.
and Tuesdays until 7 and Saturdays till 2, but we'll probably pretty soon extend our hours a little bit, open mm-hmm. like 30 minutes earlier, and maybe stay open like 30 minutes later, and that will accommodate a lot. You just like those small changes
yeah.
make such a big impact in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have some of our girls are staggering their lunches now too, so we're able
mm-hmm.
to like get people in to numb for a Scarlet during lunch, or
mm-hmm.
come in for an M-Sculpt during our lunch hour. And because our front desk staggers their lunch, we're able to accommodate that as well.
Yeah, everybody all day.
So
as much as we can. Yeah, so the growth with that, tons of new members,
mm-hmm.
Which is so exciting. And the membership is just a no-brainer,
yeah.
in my opinion, and in everyone's opinion,
mm-hmm.
that signs up. Like, once they see, you know, our member pricing versus our non-member pricing, they're like, oh, no-brainer.
Yeah.
Let's do
and
it.
And I mean, and even our non-member pricing is
yeah.
very reasonable. But
right.
for people that want to come in consistently, the membership definitely makes so much sense. And the fact
it
that
does.
We're so flexible with
mm-hmm.
our, you know, rules with that,
mm-hmm.
You can share it. And let somebody else come in on your behalf. You don't
yeah.
lose it if you can't come in. It rolls over.
Right.
And we have so many different things that they can put their rollover credit for. I mean, of course, we have some things that they don't apply towards, but the majority of things they do.
Almost everything, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so they just have so many different possibilities of things that they can use their membership for, and they get, you know, discounts on injectables
mm-hmm.
as a member, and it just helps to keep them accountable and come in on a regular basis.
Right. That's what I was going to say. So many people, you know, they come in their first time and they're like, I have no idea what I want. I don't
mm-hmm.
know what I need. And that's why we schedule out, you know, like a consult for them to speak with an esthetician and then enough time to do a service. And then after that, you know, if they decide to do the membership, they're on a consistent routine and they see results. Like the estheticians know what's going to be best for your skin, you know, what's going to be best for what you want to target. Mm-hmm. And the clients see results, you know, and they love it. And it's just so great to have that accountability. Mm-hmm. But for someone who just has no idea what they need and to come in and us to tell them, hey, this is where, you know, this is what I think would help and all that stuff. So a lot of clients just really appreciate the time that they take to sort of make a plan for them.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, they do so much continued education. I feel like we are over here training on something every single week, if not multiple times a week. Like we just had a lunch and learn training yesterday. Mm-hmm. We did the finishing touch protocol from Color Science, which is makes such a big difference so that we can make sure that when they are leaving after a scarlet treatment or a skin pen or a chemical peel or an IPL that they feel confident to go about their day without feeling red or embarrassed to go somewhere. After the finishing touch protocol is applied, they feel like they're look amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. They're ready to go out. Have a good time.
Yeah. I mean, Alyssa did an AviClear the other day and she was like, oh gosh, I'm supposed to go eat with my friend. And I was like, excuse me, go use your finishing touch protocol. She put it on and she looked incredible.
Immediately. No redness.
And even though she knows, it's like she forgets until she sees it on herself. And she looks in the mirror and she's like, oh my gosh, now I don't feel uncomfortable or weird going out to eat.
Right. Yeah. That's one thing I will say that I used to work at a plastic surgeon's office, and what I love about Smart Skin is the amount of training we get. Not only the estheticians, but it's so important for front desk to be in those trainings, to get the knowledge, to be able to, you know, relay to a client, this is what this is for. You know, it's just, it's
you
just
have
so
more
great
responsibility on you than anybody.
Don't
because
you know it?
Not only do you have to have the responsibility of check in, check out, rewards programs, injectables,
scheduling,
the text messaging, have to know the memberships, the basically the accounting when it comes to like their money and
pricing,
the rollover credit,
everything,
and all that stuff. You have to know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
You have to know all of the services, all of the skincare, everybody's schedule, everybody's off days, everybody's vacation days.
It's not a walk in the park.
It's not.
But it is so fun. Like it is, I love the hustle and bustle. I love the
organized chaos.
It is organized chaos. And that is what makes it so fun. Because we're all in it together, High School Musical. And it just feels like a organized chaos family. And I love it. And I mean, I can't speak better about it. I really do appreciate the time that y'all take to train us too.
Well, it's so important because we're investing in you guys.
Right.
We're investing in a long term relationship with you all. We don't have turnover.
No.
We want to invest in your education and we want to make sure that you are so well equipped for what you need to do when you're here.
And that's how we feel. We do feel well equipped. You know, someone could call me, ask any question about Smart Skin, any services, and immediately I'll know the answer. And it's because y'all prepare us so well in the beginning stages and then throughout, you know, when we're there, when we're working.
Yeah. So that's one of my things too with like while we do allow requests with estheticians because there's sometimes a personality match, like no matter who you get, you're going to have an incredible experience. There's not 100%. One esthetician that we have here that I would not be thrilled to have a treatment, any treatment from them.
And I get requests. Sometimes, if you can't see who you're requesting, if that's ever the case, it's great to branch out. It's great to see, you know, another esthetician because everyone has a different
perspective.
And, you know, I would just say be
open-minded.
We were open to mm-hmm. seeing everyone because they are all so amazing, yeah. so fun, so thorough.
Yes.
And just equipped, trained. Mm-hmm. They do it great. They yeah. do it well.
They all do. And you couldn't ask for a better team than what we have.
Could not.
Like, from the front of the house to the back of the house, like, we have a solid team. 10 out of 10.
Sorry.
What's a 5 out of 5?
5 out of 5. 10 out of 10. 100%.
Yeah.
I agree. I've never been in a workplace where, you know, I've said this, but it feels like a family. And mm-hmm. you laugh and you fight and
you cry.
You cry.
Make up.
And, you know, it's just, it's so fun. And so far, I've loved it.
That's
every
one of the
single bit of it.
That for me, like, I would love to grow and scale this business model. And that's the only thing that is like, how do you recreate the culture that we have?
I don't know if you can. I mean, you can, but not exactly.
It's, you know,
we're so unique.
We really are. I feel like that's one of the things that just really sets us apart from other med spas in our areas,
yeah.
that our customer service, our white glove service for our clients. We just truly love and appreciate our clients and our staff. And I just
and it shows.
Feel like it does. It shows. And the amount of support that we get from our clients through mm-hmm. COVID and through any kind of changes that we ever have, it's just so humbling. And I have to thank our whole team, because it's because of the relationships that we build with our clients, and they know that we will always do the right thing and that we're not perfect and we're going to make mistakes, but in the end they know that we will make it right.
They trust us mm-hmm. with good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It is such a beautiful thing to see. Mm-hmm. It's such a rare thing to see, I think.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Yeah, we're always on the journey. You know, we're not looking at the here and now, what's right in front of our face. We're looking at long-term relationships. And so that's why we like to do things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not looking for shortcuts. We want to make sure that we're not just trying to money grab right here and right now. We want to make sure that this is what's best for our patients in the yeah. long run, and that this is a good investment for them and this is a good option for them. And we're not going to recommend something that they don't need if they
exactly.
don't need it.
Exactly, 100%.
And so I just feel like that's the culture that we have mm-hmm. at Smart Skin. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to bottle that up and reproduce it all over the country.
Right, yeah. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
So your mom has been a client at Smart Skin for a long time, even before you were there.
Yes.
And it's so funny because your family just pops in, like,
man,
just out
it's
of
like
the
they
blue.
Work there.
They do. They're so funny. They'll come in and they're like giving a tour to the rest of your family.
Aunts, uncles, everyone, come on down.
So just kind of is going to be like a reflection of the rest of our team and our mm-hmm. and our team's families. Like, a lot of our staff's families are members at Smart Skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's so cute. I love that. It's not just the staff, it's the staff's families too.
Oh yeah, we're very involved. The Potter family, just huge. They're so proud of me, of Smart Skin as a whole, because like you said,
yeah.
my mom has been coming since y'all pretty much started, and
mm-hmm.
for her to see the growth from then to now, mm-hmm. and for me to be here,
she can really
appreciate
where we came from to where we are now.
Yeah, I love them so much. I love having them show off Smart Skin
yeah.
to everyone, because any chance they get, they'll brag about it, because it's just so amazing.
Yeah, and you know what's funny too is, like, Alyssa's mom is a member at Smart Skin, and when she comes to check out, she still has her little checkout slip,
mm-hmm.
which is what we use to communicate from the back of the house to the front of the house.
Right.
So we have, like, these little checkout slips that says, like, the client's name, the staff member who did their treatment, the service that they did that day, what service they recommend for next time, and any skincare products that they discussed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we communicate back and forth, and that's how we're able to have such a clear understanding of, like, what you did and what the next steps are. So right. that way there's never a guessing game of what's next. Like there's always clear communication between the esthetician and the next esthetician that you see. So that's why it's not important that you see the same one every time.
We keep very detailed notes.
We have very great notes. And then when they come to the front desk and it has a service recommendation or skincare recommendation, all of our front desk staff know exactly how to help them navigate what they need to do, whether or not it's something that's included in their membership, or if it's a deluxe service that they can use their membership towards, or if they have rollover credit, or if they have a special in their account that they can use towards that. They can be able to tell you where you're at with that. And then if there's any skincare that's on there that you guys need to discuss and help them figure out how to use it and what order to use it. Our entire front desk is fully trained and educated on all of those treatments.
Yeah, the estheticians do a great job at, you know, sort of explaining the product and the service that they recommend next. But really, front desk carries a big, big part of that too. Just going more in detail. Because, you know, they go from the room to the front, and between that walk, some people forget. Some people, you know,
there
don't really
so
know.
So many people that forgot before we had the checkout slips. That was like game changer when we implemented that process.
That's always been there since I've been there, so I'm grateful.
They would get to the front and be like, I don't know who did me, and I don't know what I did, and I don't know what she wanted me to do next time.
No, but I do. I love that, that all the front desk knows how to, you know, answer their questions, because we do get a lot of questions. And you know, a client will be like, well, I'm going to the beach that week. They recommended a Vitalize peel. Should I wait? And I'm like, yeah, we should wait. We should wait till after you get back. You know, wear your sunscreen. Here's a good sunscreen you can take on the beach. It's all that conversation that's just so important for the client to know, so they get the best results. Same with Dr. Adams and her schedule. You know, the client, after they get a facial done, if they're planning to get Botox in the next couple of weeks after their facial, they'll want to spread that out between the facials and the Botox or any toxin, you know, any filler. So we know that too at the front desk, how to
schedule
balance
that.
And and schedule that out so that, you know, none of their injections are affected in any way or moved around. So it is so neat to see the front desk just have pretty much all the knowledge that the estheticians have when it comes to products and services and whatnot. So I love that. I love having that conversation with the client and being confident in my answer to them. 100%.
And I think that that's something that I've seen over the years that maybe you weren't even around yet for, but when clients used to call and they had a question, they would ask to speak to the esthetician. And now they know that they can ask you guys the question and they're going to get the same answer. So it's really nice to have built that type of
confidence,
reputation that you all are to be trusted in your answer, and that you can give them the exact same answer that they would get if they were to ask the esthetician.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes there's going to be something specific.
It's rare, but if I do get a specific question, I'll say, let me put you on a brief hold. I'll go ask an esthetician.
Or call them back.
Or call them back. But pretty much the entire time, you know, 90% of the time, 99, almost 100 percent of the time, we'll
five
know the
five.
Answer.
Five times out of five.
No, we'll know the answer. But, yeah, if it is specific, we'll go ask an esthetician and get it solved, you know, right away. But
and sometimes I'm, like, lingering around. I'm like, what's the question? What's the question? I can answer it. What is it?
Yeah.
Put me in, coach.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, but
so you said that you worked at a plastic surgeon's office. Tell me a little bit about the difference in workflow or client flow between a plastic surgeon's office and your experience at Smart Skin at a med spa.
So at the plastic surgeon's office, I was a front desk coordinator for them as well. It's like night and day. It's night and day, and at my old job, we got little to no chaos, which I love the chaos here. So it was...
When you say chaos, you just mean that we're really busy.
We're really busy. And so there was a lot more like chill, like downtime, I guess you would say, or just like a lull in the plastic surgeon's office, because they're seeing, you know, not as many clients as we are a day because it is huge, like, two, 3 hour long surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, there wasn't like a hustle and bustle. There was not a lot of communication between front desk and back of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Rare. So my main task was, you know, checking everybody in, scheduling all that, but mm-hmm. also I would like file a lot of the, paperwork.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be honest. It was boring.
I hate paper. And that's one thing you'll find with us is that
you would have
most
hated.
Everything that we have, and it's about to be even more so, is electronic.
I learned that very quickly on my time at Smart Skin that Lacey hates paper. I used to leave sticky notes 20 a day mm-hmm. on the desk.
Yep.
Lacey would just rip them up. She'd be like, text it to me. If you have a question, just let me know. Text it to me. Do not write it down on a sticky note.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, like I said, it's night and day. And here at Smart Skin, I love how busy we are. I love the communication between staff. There is not a day that goes by that I don't speak to everybody in the office. And mm-hmm. that was just so rare for when I was at the plastic surgeon's office. But
and we use GroupMe to communicate too. So mm-hmm. we're able to keep the staff up to date because not everybody works every single day.
Right.
But we do use GroupMe to communicate with each other on important things that are coming up. Like, for instance, we have our Mother's Day specials coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Happy Mother's Day.
So
ladies,
we're really excited
moms.
About that. We really only focus on a few big promotions per year. So we have the VIP program that we do during the holidays. We usually start that in like early November through mm-hmm. the end of the year. We mm-hmm. have Valentine's Day and Mother's Day. And that's really it.
That's it.
So those are the big promotions that we focus on. And so our clients get really excited about it.
With good reason.
Yeah.
You get a lot of savings on the holiday specials or mm-hmm. the specials that we offer. I was talking to a client today. She was like, when are your Mother's Day specials going on sale? And I was like, oh.
And we give them plenty of time.
We give them plenty of time. Like, and she was going to buy a Scarlet, one single Scarlet. And I was like, maybe wait. I was like, wait and see what Mother's Day has because you could get some savings.
Yeah. We usually run our Mother's Day specials for about a month. And our Valentine's Day specials for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then our holiday specials for about 2 months. So
it's a busy 2 months.
It is a very busy 2 months. So definitely stay tuned for those. But anyways, I think that
we covered everything.
We've covered a lot of front desk stuff and what to expect. And we do have two phone lines, but they sometimes still are tied up. So if you can't get mm-hmm. through by phone, definitely text. Texting, text I feel like, is the most efficient way to communicate to our team at Smart Skin because even if you leave a voicemail, it may be just a little bit before we can get back to those voicemails. But if you text us, we're going to see that immediately. And either one of our four front desk girls or Sage at the call center are going to see that text and be able to get back to you so much faster. So mm-hmm. definitely take advantage of the texting. It's mm-hmm. two-way text. So if questions, comments, concerns, cancellations, scheduling,
anything,
whatever it is, you can text us through that. And it is HIPAA compliant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to send pictures or whatever, you can send it through there and that's totally fine. With the new software integration coming up next week, be patient with us.
Please.
But it's going to be for everybody's benefit in the long run. And we've been working really hard on that. So we're so excited about it. And we can't wait for you guys to take advantage of all of the things that it's going to be able to offer. So stay tuned. We've got lots of brand new great things. We've got a new device coming next week that's going to be installed. Ooh. So we'll be talking about that some in one of our upcoming podcasts. So definitely be looking out for that. And we will see you guys next week on next week's episode of SmartCast.